Dangerous pollution can come in many forms, from dirty water to dirty air, and children are often the most susceptible. A survey conducted by Carnegie Mellon University of 1,200 children living near some of the biggest polluters in the Pittsburgh area shows that kids who live near sources of pollution run the same risk of developing asthma as those exposed to secondhand tobacco smoke. Allegheny Front contributor Liz Reed prepared this report.
I'm sitting on a swing at the playground outside Woodland Hills Academy in Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. I can't see it or smell it, but according to data gathered by Carnegie Mellon University, I'm breathing in about 8 parts per billion of nitrogen dioxide and about 5 micrograms per cubic meter of black carbon. That's primarily because I'm downwind of U.S. Steel's Edgar Thomson Works in Braddock, just outside of Pittsburgh. The facility has been making steel for almost 150 years, and that entire time, nearby residents have been breathing in the pollution that it spews from its stacks, including the children of the Woodland Hills School District, and researchers are finding it's impacting their health.
For years, we've had school nurses tell us a large percentage of children have asthma, that up to half the kids in our schools might have an asthma inhaler.
That's Deborah Gentile, an allergy and asthma specialist with the Pediatric Alliance. For 2 years, she's been collecting data on asthma rates among elementary school children who live near sources of pollution, such as the steel mill in Braddock, Clairton Coke Works, and the Cheswick Power Station in Springdale.
It's running about 35%. And of those, about two-thirds of them, or 24%, actually know they have asthma, but we're diagnosing new asthma in about 10%.
By comparison, the national asthma rate is about 8%. In Allegheny County as a whole, it's 13%. Gentile's method is straightforward. She sends children home with a simple 4-question survey for their caretakers to fill out, asking how often the child has experienced symptoms such as wheezing, coughing, or trouble breathing. Gentile compared the results of her survey with the Carnegie Mellon data and found, unsurprisingly, that kids who live near point sources of pollution are more likely to have asthma.
The kids that are exposed to the highest level of PM2.5s as well as the highest level of black carbon are twice as likely to have a diagnosis of asthma than those who are exposed to the lower. So that really has to be a call for public policy change to clean this air up.
PM2.5 is particulate matter that is 2.5 microns in diameter. For comparison, a human hair is about 60 microns in diameter. PM2.5 is the main ingredient in black carbon, a byproduct of burning fossil fuels, the concentrations of which CMU professor Albert Presto measured.
Particulate matter is solid or liquid material that floats around in the air. And they're actually little particles, right? They're not gas molecules. They're little solid or liquid drops. Particulate matter is made up of literally thousands of different components.
Because these particles are so small, they embed deep into the lungs. Particulate matter has been linked to health problems such as lung cancer, asthma attacks, and even premature death, according to the American Lung Association. Nitrogen dioxide also contributes to kids developing asthma or having more frequent attacks. Gentile says she's particularly troubled by another aspect of the data.
Near these point sources of pollution, we tend to see more minority families as well as more lower socioeconomic status, and that's what they find in other cities as well. These are the people who can't afford to live elsewhere.
Gentile says the pollution and the asthma it causes have far-reaching consequences in a child's life.
As a doctor who takes care of children with asthma, I see them missing school, not being able to participate in activities. They're not sleeping at night. Their parents aren't sleeping at night. It has a tremendous impact on their life.
Gentile and her team are currently compiling all of the data from her surveys and expect to put out a full report later this year with the goal of spurring government action. To start, she'd like to see asthma screenings mandated in schools, and she's hopeful the data showing that a third of children near these pollution sources have asthma will be the push policymakers need to clean up the air in Allegheny County. I'm Liz Reed.
Liz Reed reports for the public radio station WESA and the Allegheny Front.